For more now on the economy and the outlook for the job market, we're joined by Mark Vittner. He's senior economist at Wachovia Corporation in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Vittner, faster economic growth equals more jobs, supposedly. Is that the case here?
Well, we certainly hope it will be the case. So far, it really hasn't been. I mean, we've only had 5 months of net employment gains since the recession ended, and we only had one during the third quarter, which came at the tail end in September.
How long, then, before we see a meaningful increase in employment? Another quarter, another whole year? What do you think?
Well, we're optimistic that we could see some meaningful employment gains in the next few months. One of the things that's really encouraging about the GDP figures is that while output rose very rapidly during the third quarter, a lot of that gain came out of inventories, and inventories dropped sharply. And that means that production is going to have to be ramped up in the fourth quarter, and that should lead to more hiring.
And yet, there continue to be layoffs, big layoff announcements, one by Sony not too long ago. It seems like there's a lot of catching up to do.
Well, there's still a lot of layoffs out there, and that's I'm afraid that's going to be with us for quite some time. I think that a lot of those cost-cutting moves are being driven by the inability of businesses to raise prices, along with this tremendous run-up that we're seeing in health care and pension costs, and that simply is not going away. But stronger economic growth will make it easier to deal with those rising costs and make it so that we won't need as much cost-cutting as we've seen over the past couple of years.
It's a question that I want to ask you. I always want to ask this question when a big number comes out like this. The figure on the growth of the economy tells us what we just lived through for the past 3 months. So on one level, it's telling us what we know, what we experienced in our economic lives in the third quarter of 2003. How much of a change is it to have a report saying that's what happened when, in fact, business and employees and investors have all been experiencing these very same things, that very growth in their lives for the past 3 months?
It's a very good question. I mean, often as a forecaster, we're having to forecast by looking in the rearview mirror. But there are some clues from the third quarter report that tell us a little bit about what's likely to happen in the fourth quarter. For starters, we know that car sales were real strong in July and August. They slowed in September and then came off even more in October. So consumer spending is clearly not going to be as strong in the fourth quarter as it was in the third. But we also know that inventories dropped so sharply in the third quarter that they're unlikely to drop that much again, and that means that production will ramp up. So we have a fairly good idea of where we're headed. Also, the strength in the quarter, I think, will help raise consumer and business confidence, giving people a little bit more incentive to go out and hire additional workers and purchase newer equipment.
Not just the strength which in theory we've experienced already, but the official report that this strength added up to an annualized rate of over 7% growth.
Yeah, this is pure validation of what a lot of people have been thinking may have been happening or hoping may have been happening. Now that we have the official numbers, it helps validate those hopes and expectations. I could tell you, I work on a trading floor, and we were expecting 6.5% GDP growth. We had one of the highest forecasts on the street. Yet, when I would go out and meet with our traders, and we meet with them every Tuesday, they looked at me and said, "Are you sure about this? I mean, we're not seeing it in the bank's loan growth. You know, we're not seeing it here yet." And I said, "Well, you have to understand that the pickup in economic activity that we're seeing right now is the early stages of stronger economic growth. And when you first make that adjustment, it's probably not going to show up in the lending figures of a bank, simply because many folks are making those investments out of current cash flow. But it will start showing up throughout the economy.
So your traders are looking at you a little differently today?
Yeah, I was able to strut around the trading floor a little bit today, and everybody is congratulating me on a good call.
Okay, Mark Vittner, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wachovia Corporation in Charlotte, North Carolina.